Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on January 19th, 2023, and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of city council members here tonight. There are four of us. One of our members is recovering from the loss of his wife and not able to be with us tonight. We have our city administrator, our city attorney, and one member of the public with us tonight as well. I would bring for your consideration the agenda as it's been presented to you. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Rodney moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. The agenda is accepted as presented. The consent agenda, I would suggest for the voice record, includes three items. One are the minutes of December 1st, our last city council meeting in 2022. Secondly, the financial statements from November 2022, unaudited. And thirdly, the 2022 audit engagement letter with James Whitaker. And I would solicit a motion regarding the consent agenda.
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have no old business to discuss. The new business before you is related to our yearly review, which we required of ourselves some years ago, of the code of conduct. We, if you recall, paid consultants from the University of Georgia School of Government to come and guide the city council existing at that time in studying all the ethical issues that could arise from a city council, and we agreed then on a code of conduct. We required future councils to review that code of conduct yearly and to agree to it again yearly. That has been presented for your consideration. The comments that I would like to make, just the briefest ones, it's a two-page document, basically talking about our city should treat all of its citizens with courtesy, impartiality, fairness, and equality. And the part that we sometimes trip over ourselves in an effort to collegially talk with each other, I would call your attention to section E2. The presiding officers of city meetings shall not permit personally disparaging remarks or comments that reflect negatively on the character of others rather than expressing a different point of view. We all understand that difference, and I'm grateful that the council we currently have doesn't even have a problem with that, because I would prefer not to have to call anybody down, and that responsibility is on me or whoever is conducting the meeting. The other thing that we do trip over sometimes, persons wishing to speak at public meetings must first be recognized by the chair or presiding officer. So those are just the points that I would like to emphasize a little bit and ask you if anyone would like to make a motion regarding the code of conduct that is presented for you again tonight.
I'd like to make a motion to ratify the code of conduct for 2023.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Rebecca moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. The next item is the election of the mayor pro tem. Do I hear a motion regarding that position for the next, for the coming year.
I'd like to nominate Rebecca Spittler to fulfill the duties of Mayor Pro Tem for 2023.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, thank you for your confidence.
Okay. All right, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And we appreciate you, Rebecca. You've done an excellent job of that in the past, and it's nice that you're willing to continue. The next item is the mayoral appointments. A good deal of work has gone into the list that is presented for you there. And we've already reviewed this in our work session, so I won't belabor any of that. I'm grateful for the neighborhood liaisons that our city council members consent to support the various homeowner associations in their meetings and so on. And the only change to the list that I've previously submitted to you all is on the park committee. Amy Rozier,
I think that's right.
I think is the way you pronounce her name. It has was submitted to me as someone who was willing to be on that committee, and her commitments are such that she needs to withdraw. And Amy Voss, who is the chair, has someone else in mind, but that person is not committed yet, so that will be an empty seat until I can fill that one. So with that one change, do I hear a motion regarding the mayoral appointments for 2023?
I'll make a motion to approve the mayoral appointments for 2023.
Okay, do I hear a second? Okay, Rebecca moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Okay, Lee, talk to us, please, about the general election and qualifying dates and fees and so on.
Yes, Mayor. It is an election year, and as you may recall, the Georgia Election Code requires each municipal governing authority by February 1st of an election year to set and publish the qualifying fees and appoint the superintendent that will oversee the election. This year, terms for mayor and council seats currently held by Lois Salter, Bob Smith, and Rebecca Spittler expire. The resolution sets the qualifying fees at the statutory 3% of annual compensation. In other words, $150 for mayor and $27 for council seats. The resolution also establishes the qualifying period to be Monday, August 21st through Wednesday, August 23rd during the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And finally, this resolution appoints me as election superintendent in accordance with state law.
Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding that R-2301?
I'll make a motion to adopt R-23-01, a resolution to set general election qualifying dates and fees and to appoint Lee Threadgill to the position of municipal election superintendent.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rebecca moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And our human resources, Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes. After looking at the most recent, which was in 2021, wage and salary numbers compiled by the Department of Community Affairs and adjusting for cost of living increases over the past 2 years, I have proposed a pay scale adjustment and believe these ranges are more suitable to attracting and retaining talented employees in the current market. In addition, a new classification has been added, a customer service representative, in the event that in the coming year it is necessary to hire an additional staff person.
Okay, Council, you've reviewed all of that. Do I hear a motion from any of you regarding it?
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the pay scale adjustment.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Rodney moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do you have any public comments?
Just a couple questions.
Hi, I'm Gary Valino. Good evening. I just have a couple of questions.
Gary, you need to tell us your address, please.
Oh, 380 Lakeshore Drive.
Thank you.
Just a couple questions on the the budget. I'm just curious on where, like, the projects are going to be published, or maybe I'm missing emails for, like, the SPLOST money or the COVID relief fund or any of those types, you know, the plans of spending those types of funds. Is there a place on the website where I can find the projects as those are earmarked to or anything?
We had someone come at a previous meeting. I think you were here. Rachel Clark came and DeLois came and asked the same question about ARPA money and how it was being spent. And I said that night that we are spending it on stormwater infrastructure and on buying the piece of property that you're aware of along Peachtree Industrial. I subsequently invited DeLois and Rachel to come and meet with Lee and talk with her, and they did. And we have a citizen finance committee that studies all of our expenses and our budget. And so I think if you have additional questions, you could certainly talk to Lee and get whatever information. We are totally transparent, especially about money, and we'd be glad to get what information you would need.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. I am, no doubt you guys are transparent. That's perfectly understandable. The follow-up question to that is, like, I didn't know about the ordinances, like the fence. And I still don't even know what the fence ordinance is. Is it just trying to make sure that the fence are suitable for front yards? I didn't see that published. So I might not be looking in the right places just to stay up to date. That's really my purpose here.
Right. We do publish ordinances on our...
So a couple of things. I mean, it was part of an agenda for several meetings before it was adopted. So the agendas are always posted to the website. The entire agenda packet, which would include the agenda item as well as the actual content of the ordinance itself.
Okay.
It's on the home screen. If you hover over City Council, it'll pull up a little.
Oh, no, I'm familiar with it. Now yeah. I'm starting to dig into it. This is kind of a New Year's resolution, guys. So.
And then when we pass ordinances, we try to keep the website up to date with a section called Recently Passed Ordinances, and you should be able to find a copy of that there, too. But I always encourage people to check that agenda, you know, link, because that's going to give you things in advance of when they get passed. But to answer your question, yes, it was basically out of concern over aesthetics related to some recent front yard fencing that was privacy fencing in front yards that was very high, difficult to get views into properties.
Right.
And from a code enforcement standpoint, that can be challenging for us. So
sure.
That was basically the intent behind it.
Okay. No. That makes sense. I'm glad you passed that, if I understand it the way you just described it. So the last question I have is on, I was here for the Ryerson thing. I don't think I was there for the SPLOST money, but that doesn't matter. Is there any update on the Ryerson? Are they done? I mean, they haven't, I've been monitoring it. It looks like there's no activity there, but, are they done with all the drainage that they're going to do?
We have just spent 45 minutes talking about that. Lee has met, and we have sent our city attorney and our city engineers to meet with the county representatives and the Peachtree Corners representatives, and we are monitoring that. We have garnered their support for a plan for how to protect as best it can be protected both the Jones Cohen Jones Pond and there after our lake. So yes, that effort is ongoing and very thorough on our part. That's about as much as we can dig into tonight. If you have additional questions, you can talk to Faye or Cindy, and we will continue to communicate with them.
Yeah, they're right across the street from me, so I talk to them frequently. And you can really tell there's a difference in the amount of rain we're getting. I mean, it just seems like it's just coming down. It's just a ton of rain. So I'm very interested, and that's why I was glad to see a lot of this money was being spent on watershed type activities and those types of things, because there is a lot of erosion going on. I'm a runner and I run around here all the time and I see it. So I think it's a good thing. Okay. When it comes to those projects that you're talking about, like here and there, it's just really pay attention to agendas because they're in the agendas. The different projects, like we're going to fix, I don't know, this drainage or this, you know, whatever, and we're going to take $50,000 to do it or something like that. Is that in those agendas?
The way it typically works is if we have a contract for what we often call a task order.
Task order.
This year we named it something different because it was ARPA funded, specifically ARPA funded, and I'm just from a reporting standpoint, that makes it easier for me when I'm pulling stuff for reports. And those will be on an agenda as well because the mayor and council have to approve those contracts with the construction company to move forward with. And I can't recall. I think we approved the engineering work as well
Yeah. You will have access to see all of that before it comes before us and to come to additional meetings and to comment about it. But we ask that everybody limit their comments to 2 minutes.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hogged up a bunch of your time right now.
Just to aside on that, a lot of the smaller projects around the city get bundled together because the mobilization fees would be ridiculous
right.
for some of the small stuff. So we often bundle these smaller projects together and then have one large appropriation and an approval process to get somebody to come fix 15 things around the lake. You know, so.
But you can also see those work orders and everything is itemized on there for each project.
In on a website?
Yeah, on those documents, yeah.
On those documents?
Mm-hmm. It's usually an agenda attachment.
It's usually an agenda attachment. That's what I figured.
An attachment. And in the last year or so, we started including all of the agenda attachments to the website. It used to, I think,
and they,
in the years past, it was just
We try to get them at least a week in advance. It's
usually posted the Thursday before the meeting.
Okay.
Well, I usually send it to you all the Thursday before the meeting, and I post it once I know that there aren't any issues. So, you know. The requirement is to have the door posted 2 days, and so I definitely try to have it up on 2 days before on the website.
All right. Oh, I guess one last thing, if I don't, you know, when it comes to the committees, are those all some of the committees just volunteers, or how do you get involved in a committee or something along those lines?
I put in the mayor's message recently, and I always do let people know when we're starting to look for committees for the next year, and people contact me and express an interest, and that's how that works.
Okay. I'll be on the lookout for it. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. There being no further public comment, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
Rebecca moves and Chip seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's everybody. The motion that passes and the meeting is adjourned.